Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about some Earth Day events coming up this weekend are Chris Leesburg. He's a fish and wildlife biologist with the Forest Service here in Sitka. Adam Andis is with the Sitka Conservation Society. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Adam, it's going to be the usual slate of Earth Day events this weekend, the Parade of Species, mm-hmm. and tons of other stuff too.
Right? Yeah, there's tons of other stuff going on this week and then the week immediately following. There is, of course, the Earth Day Parade of Species, which was actually going to be on Earth Day this year on a Sunday, which is kind of new, and it's going to be in the afternoon, so folks can hopefully go to other activities during the day, come enjoy the parade, enjoy the activities after the parade, and then even be able to make it home for dinner.
Okay, so the parade itself is going to be when? Sunday in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. We're going to meet at 2 o'clock at Totem Square downtown, and then we'll march on 2:30 sharp. We'll march or gallop or slither or swim, whatever you happen to be dressed as, down Lincoln Street to the Rasmussen Center on the SJ campus.
Okay.
Where we'll have all kinds of booths hosted by community organizations and games for kids and adults, for the whole family, really.
All right, and can you come as Homo sapiens to this parade?
I think that's kind of a cop-out, Rob. I don't know. But we do have prizes. There are prizes, so it's not just dressing up for the sake of dressing up. There's something in it, so you can be you can get a prize for the most local animal, best. I think it's just best animal. Best use of recycled materials.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out all the prize information, all the categories on our website.
Okay, that's sitkawild.org, mm-hmm. right? And / events. It seems like this the Parade of Species, it's one of those things. It's like running of the boots. It's just kind of become one of those things that it's just it's a huge amount of fun. Kids in particular mm-hmm. kind of throw themselves into it, even high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of coming as your favorite animal opens up all kinds of possibilities.
That's great. This is the 11th annual Parade of Species.
Okay.
So all it's right. over a decade old now.
In Sitka. And among those activities leading up to the parade on Sunday is an event, Chris, out at Stargavin Valley.
Yeah, correct.
Tell us a little bit about what you have in mind out there.
Yeah, so, well, to start this all off, the Forest Service has been conducting some wildlife treatments out at the Stargavin Valley, and we thought it would be a great opportunity this Saturday to involve the general public in what we call a Stargavin cleanup. And so we're going to have people meet out there about 9 a.m., runs till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, to bring a grill and everything like that, so we'll be grilling out as well. And just a chance for the cleanup to Nelson Logging Road and ATV Road, and then introduce the public to some of the wildlife treatments we're providing out there, some game corridors and some gap treatments. And initially, we thought we'd get some of the general public up there, help cleaning out some of these trails and some of these gaps. And there'll be opportunities for that, but more opportunities for some kind of interpretive talk about what the Forest Service is doing out at Stargavin.
Okay, because when you say cleanup, you're sort of, I mean, there's kind of a literally cleaning up trash, and then right. there's kind of cleanup in the sense of sort of brushing out, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with the Stargavin Valley. Unfortunately, there's a lot of trash out in that area, so that's the trash cleanup portion of it. But the wildlife component is we've created some gaps and some wildlife corridors, and the thought is to get the general public on these corridors and these gaps and start chucking some material all the way to create a little better habitat.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, Chris, about Stargavin, and Stargavin's really kind of a remarkable place. I mean, it was remarkable at one time before it was logged, and now it's kind of remarkable because it's, I guess it's allowing land managers to kind of demonstrate the idea of habitat and watershed restoration, right?
It really is a perfect laboratory for the Sitka community because it's so close to town. Part of this project, we worked with one of the local high school classes, Kent Bovies, and brought them out there to help identify some areas of vaccinium blueberry bushes so that we could incorporate that into our identifying our gap treatment areas. So, you know, that's just a perfect example of how we can, we can incorporate the community in this perfect laboratory.
Gap treatment area. What does that mean?
Oh, that's a good question. So essentially, everybody's familiar with the Stargaven Valley. It was clear-cut logged in the late 60s, early 70s, about a little over 700 acres. And if these stands aren't treated, they'll reach what we call, some of the stands will reach what we call a stem exclusion stage. And one form of treatment is to come in and pre-commercial thin these stands. Another form of treatment is the gap treatment, where we basically mimic a like a wind-blown event where we come in and cut small little gaps in the stands.
Okay, and the idea is to kind of accelerate the return to its pre-harvest state.
Yeah, to create some complexity within the stands to allow some more sunlight to penetrate to the bottom floor, the understory, and induce shrubbery growth and things like that.
And some of these stands, they're like side by side, so you can, it's like kind of walking in a museum exhibitor or a botanical garden. You can see treatment A, treatment B.
Yeah, that's what's unique about Stargaven is that a lot of these treatments are a pretty small scale. A diversity of types of different types of treatments that have occurred out there. So it allows people to go out there and just go for a walk through the woods and see the different types of treatments that have occurred.
And it's not, it's not totally like an interpretive trail or anything. It might be a good idea to go out there one of these times with, there'll be Forest Service personnel who can kind of explain what's going on.
Okay. Exactly. I'm out there a lot of times and not quite sure what went on. I had to talk to our silviculturist get the information from him as well.
Okay. And what about working with the students? You mentioned that it's not just transects, but you've had them actually time themselves as they try to move through the understory in these various areas. What's that all about?
Well, working with Scott Harris from SES, we're and Kent Bilby from Sitka High School, we're trying to come up with a creative way of kind of quantifying the beneficial effects from creating game corridors through these heavy slashed areas. I guess to give a little history on it. When you prescribe a pre-commercial thinning, you come in and you cut some trees down, the idea is to release some of the dominant trees and allow them to get bigger. But if the trees, the cut trees aren't removed, you can often create these huge slash piles, and it can be really difficult for wildlife to move through it. So we thought it'd be kind of clever to bring some high school students out and sit them on, basically start them at one end point and tell them to get to the other end point, traveling through these slashed piles or these slashed areas. And the idea is that we set them on these little time trials, and we're going to go back in a couple of weeks and revisit these areas now that we have the corridors created, and just kind of quantify the effects.
Yeah, it's I can just picture that. I don't know, you know, regardless of how you feel about logging, and I know, Adam, you spent a lot of time with SES doing wilderness monitoring and actually hiking in off-trail areas, or whether you're a hunter or something, this is when I most often encounter it. You know, it's getting late in the day. You choose a different route back down from wherever you were hunting, and you hit the cut area. You hit an area that had been harvested, and suddenly you're just faced with this incredibly thick area of, you know, either it's thick, it hasn't been thinned, or it has been thinned, and you're kind of tripping through all this, you know, down stuff, and it's just miserable for man or beast.
Nothing illuminates the fact more than getting hit in the face with an alder branch or grabbing a devil's club.
Yes,
devil's club spine.
Yeah, and
so that's basically, you know, that's why SES is mainly interested in this, is because we've been doing lots of habitat restoration for some time now, trying to think of what comes next now that these places have been logged. How do we restore them so that the ecological processes are moving again? And we've been doing a lot of work on it, a lot of good work, but it's kind of out there where no one ever gets to see it. So this is, Stargaven's a really interesting example because it's so close to town that it's kind of a hands-on restoration. And so, you know, like Chris said, the high school has been able to get out there, and folks and with this project will hopefully be able to get out and do some of this on their own and really see what it's like on the grounds doing this type of work.
Yeah, and we were also talking a little bit about how once you get a little background on Stargaven, it is an interesting area to take guests. You know, we all have people come visit us, and they're all curious about the forest and how we utilize the forest. And Stargaven is just you don't even have to get out of your car. Just driving down the Nelson Logging Road, you see such an interesting diversity of the successional stages of the forest. you know, after it's been harvested and so on. Mm-hmm. So, other than this, other than it's mainly, so it's this is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday, 9 o'clock, runs to 1. Stargavin, the ATV parking lot. So it's just the parking lot just before you get to the shooting range.
Okay, and the Forest Service is going to set up a barbecue grill.
Yep.
Keep people. Perry's not going to be in charge of that.
He's associated with it. Yes.
Okay, Perry Edwards is associated with it, so you're warned there. And then 1 o'clock is the culmination of that, and then Parade of Species, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Is there other stuff? Is there other stuff happening before the Parade of Species on Sunday?
The Sound Science Center is having an unveiling of the bones, the
gray
whale bones.
Right.
So that'll be in the morning, and then the Parade of Species is at 2, marching at 2:30, and then immediately afterwards at the Rasmussen Center on SJ, we'll have games and booths and things for folks. And then that night there is a movie showing called The Greenhorn. And then on Wednesday, there's dozens of things going on, so you'll just have to check the website for all of them. But on Wednesday especially, there is a Fish to Schools benefit dinner with Chef Colette from Ludwig's, which will be benefiting the Fish to Schools program, where we try and get local fish into local schools so the kids are hopefully choosing our own local seafood instead of hot dogs and chicken nuggets.
Okay. Well,
So tickets for that are on sale at Old Harbor. Folks should certainly get involved with that because it's going to be delicious.
All right.
SitkaWild.org/events
for all this. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning, guys, and talking about it. Chris Leesburg is a fish and wildlife biologist with the Forest Service. Adam Andis is with the Sitka Conservation Society. We've been talking about Earth Day events coming up this weekend. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Rob.